When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you are all set up to stream the show. And Kelly, it is a pretty cloudy, overcast day here out in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not real sure what happened to the sunshine that we're supposed to be having this weekend, but the weather's been kind of strange. I am zooming in from home today, so I can only tell you what's going on in the small patch of sky that I can see from my office, and it's completely cloudy, and it's in the 60s here right now. Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here and overseeing the studio and everything that's going on there. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you too. And sometimes you flash me a picture of what's going on down there, and he's got to adjust the camera. That's the issue here. So we'll see if it looks like it looks the same down there as it does here. And anyway, we're completely kind of socked in cloud wise.
We'll need to work on that.
Yeah, it might be a little brighter down there than it is here. But is it cloudy and stuff there?
It's cloudy, just seeing rolling gray clouds up in the skies right now. Looks like probably some marine air. That's going to clear off as the day goes on. We'll become mostly sunny, so expect some sunshine to come our way.
I think I had a really long session and was working all yesterday, and I know it started out like this yesterday, and it never changed up in my neck of the woods. It stayed cloudy all day. But I was down at the Sammamish area, and that did clear up in the afternoon. So you expect the same thing to happen in most of the area today, clear up this afternoon?
A little bit more clearing today than yesterday. Yesterday kind of remained mostly cloudy the entire day. We're expecting maybe mostly sunny skies today. So lots of blueness up in the sky.
And then I understand that we are going into more heat again this coming week. Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be slowly increasing as the week goes on. We'll start off being in the upper 70s, low 80s through around Tuesday. Then around Wednesday, it jumps up to 85, then even more on Thursday. We'll probably be touching 90 degrees on Thursday before dipping back down again on Friday.
Yeah, and I don't know, but you know, the weather has just, you know, changed so dramatically in our area, at least for me. And I'll tell you, I'm having a real hard time, Nathan, adjusting to this humidity stuff.
You know, I think I'm finally understanding why they call it a heat wave. Because, yeah, you know, it just seems like if you look at the temperatures as they're going on each week, it's going up and down, just like a wave. Whereas, it's not like a little spike. But it keeps coming back.
But you know, we traditionally out here in the Pacific Northwest have always had a relatively dry heat. Not a humid heat. We don't live in the tropics. But I'll tell you what, I feel like I live in the tropics lately. And there haven't been any we didn't get really, really hot into the way high temperatures into the, you know, mid to upper 90s and stuff. But I found it equally uncomfortable this last week just because it's so humid. And I, it's not here. I have more humidity here because of the forest and the little swampy lands, you know, around. Mm-hmm. But it's been humid everywhere. And for some reason, I don't know, I guess where the weather comes from or something, that it's shifted. So we're getting more humid weather. But I'll tell you what, I didn't sign up to live in the tropics. You know, I told you I went over to Pasco a couple weeks ago, and it was over 100 there, but it was dry heat. And I really got a dramatic example of the difference between dry heat and humid heat, because I could function. You know, it was 100 degrees, and I was like, okay, Robbie and I can still take a walk, you know, and yeah, it's hot. We don't really want to stand in the sun for long, but we can do something and we can function. We can breathe. And then we come home here and it's not anywhere as close to 100 degrees, and it's uncomfortable to do things because of that humidity. So are you noticing the humidity too, Nathan?
Yes, I did last week. In fact, when I was playing out disc golf, I was just out in the woods, and it's like, I can't think, it was maybe like a 75 degree day, and yeah, it just felt like it was 95, you know?
Yeah.
Feels
yeah,
like a 20 degree jump. And right now I'm looking at our humidity percent, and yeah, it's saying 82, so we'll that's see how high, that goes as the day goes on. Typically, it tends to be, I think, a little bit more humid overnight than during the day because it evaporates, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, that's what's going on out here. And gosh, I should let you know who else is here, because he's been being very polite and hasn't said a word. How about that?
I was waiting for my cue.
There you go. Okay, so let's see. If you're expecting, because it's the third Sunday of the month, and you're expecting to hear Natasha's voice, our wonderful medium communicator and personal awareness coach, it's usually the Sunday with me and Natasha. But we are in the middle of my series of teaching shows that all began because of my guest today, and that's Walter Stoeffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and his wonderful book about the border collie he rescued, you know, some years ago, and the incredible behavior issues and problems that he and his wife had to deal with and live with once they rescued Lance. And the book was such a great description of a dog with these kind of serious flash aggression issues and the history and all of that. And talking to Walter, it triggered a desire for me to want to share with you guys how I work and everything I teach people to understand dogs and solve these kind of problems, and that this would be a great opportunity to do kind of a session on the air and teach guys how I work and share with you all the parts that we put together. And so that's what we've been doing. And I've forgotten how many shows this is, how many we're into the series, but, you know, we've done a number of them so far, and we're into all the good stuff now. We are going to pick up where we left off last month. And that's why Natasha isn't here this month, because now that we're into the good stuff and rolling, we have been doing the teaching shows on the fourth Sunday of a month when we had an extra Sunday or a five Sunday month, but that doesn't happen all the time. And so we did the show last month on the fourth Sunday, but I didn't want to wait 3 months to do the next show. So we postponed just sidelined Behavior Training and Healing Sunday and Talk with Your Animal Friends with me and Natasha. And we will be back on the air next month, the third Sunday of the month. But Natasha's taking the day off, and I think it's her husband's birthday. So happy birthday to Natasha's husband, and they have having a great birthday weekend. And we are going to carry on with our teaching show. So, I think that we want to stay on track here and get going right away so we can get into all kinds of great new material. And I always start the show officially if you haven't been with us before. And I know that We have a lot of Walter, your followers, listen when we do these shows together. And if anybody wants to check you out, of course, before we officially get started here, let's see. It's your website. It's walterstoefelauthor.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it's Walter Stoefel, S-T-O-F-F-E-L. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So Walter Stoefel, S-T-O-F-F-E-L, author.com. And if you're interested in picking up the book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, you can do that through Walter's website. And I think he'll even autograph it and so forth for them, won't you, Walter?
I will do my best to do that.
All right. Sounds good. And once we get back to the teaching, I don't know if we'll get to it today, if we'll get all the components I want to share with you today. But once we complete the special exercises and so forth that I have people teach their dogs, before we go into other specific behavior cases and situations and break them down and how we address all of that, we're going to talk more in detail about Walter's dog, Lance, and the experience he had with him, and what we coulda and all of that done then, and how that's changed and what we could do now and all that sort of thing. So, like I said, as I start the show officially, if you haven't been here before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of Saint Francis prayers, and then we got a pile of affirmations that I do to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week, have everything go smoothly, help us deal with the humidity we're dealing with. Oh, you know what? I forgot, though, before I officially start the show, Walter, you are zooming in with us today, but you come from the opposite side of the country, and you're kind of, I think you're out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. Is that right?
As far in the middle of nowhere as I could afford to get.
Okay. So that's an accurate description. And as a matter of fact, we didn't know until we started if Walter was actually going to be able to join us today, because apparently you've had some internet issues and you have to cut some trees and do some cleanup around there. But so far, so good. So fingers crossed, our connection will continue. Anyway, back in Pennsylvania, what's the weather doing back there?
Well, we had a couple of Nathan's heat waves here.
Ah,
they waved in and out at the end of July and the beginning of August, and now we're being rewarded. Like for the last 2 weeks, it's been mostly low 80s, high 70s with relatively low humidity. So I mean, flat out comfortable.
Yeah, that's like perfect. Could you like send that low humidity like our direction?
I would like to hold it here for the winter, and I can't do that either.
Well, somehow, you know, humidity in the winter isn't as intolerable as it is in the summer when it's warm. But I find I'm using the dehumidification setting on my little portable air conditioner in the house more than I'm using the cooling, because it just it's just sticky and muggy, you know, up here. And like I said, it's worse where I am because I'm in a forested area. And so it's always kind of on the humid side here. Anyway, but I'm slightly envious, Walter, of your perfect temperatures and humidity levels. So think of us when you're experiencing that beautiful weather.
And during the winter, just trade the humidity with the wind. You'll take one over the other in that case.
Does it get windy back where you are, Walter?
Oh yeah, we had a storm a few years ago in the very beginning of March, and it was a combination of rain, sleet, snow, and I think we had gusts like 60 to 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
So that's windy.
Yeah. And we get our share of wind out here, but not big storms and stuff. I know I'm getting an education about winter because two dear friends of mine moved from this area to Phoenix, Arizona last fall. And so they're experiencing their first summer in Phoenix. And man, I mean, they've adjusted real well to the heat. They both grew up in climates more similar to that area. They didn't grow up here in the Northwest. So they adjusted pretty well to the higher temperatures and so forth. But they are into now, I guess, is their monsoon season. I didn't know that Arizona, you know, Phoenix had monsoons, but they do. And so my friends have been posting videos of the storms they're getting and the wind. And oh my gosh, it's like, you know, and they lived up in this area and were closer to the Cascades than I was. They're about 20 minutes farther east than I was. So they got even worse weather here and bigger winds and snow, but it's nothing compared to the monsoon stuff they're experiencing in Phoenix right now. And it's really amazing. The storms blow in, you know, it's beautiful and sunny, though the storms blow in and like it just gets dark and the wind is phenomenal and they have to batten down the hatches and everything. And even the first big storm they went through, even though one of my friends is an avid storm lover and loves thunder and lightning and all that stuff and usually can't wait for it, they said they actually were a little scared, you know, during the first, it was so big. So I guess there's a lot of dramatic weather going on all over the country. And the different weather patterns are kind of interesting to hear about. So I suppose I should probably stuff a sock in it, Nathan, and not complain about our weather, because considering all the other weather upheavals around the country, we tend to be pretty benign and mild out here. So I'm going to change my attitude here and be grateful that we aren't over 100 degrees and really muggy, that it's only in the 80s muggy. So, all right, we'll be grateful for what we have. Okie dokie, then let's get ahead and get officially going here. Like I started to say, I always begin by honoring St. Francis with a couple of St. Francis prayers. And the first one is for our animal friends. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, this part of the program is optional as to whether or not you participate. You can pray along with me and do the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's completely optional. It's not like dancing and doing Love Train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but this part is optional. But here we go. Prayer number one for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it is the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we get on to our affirmations, and I have a pile of them. Each one I say out loud three times. You're welcome to say them out loud along with me, say them along silently with me, or not at all. And many of you I know do them daily as I do, and I find them profoundly helpful in my life, and which is why I share them with you. So these affirmations have come from various sources, all of them from our animal, well, all of them from our animal world family. This first one comes via my spiritual family and me, and the affirmation that really shifted the energy of my life so many years ago when I started using this. So this is one of my favorites. And we start with this one. And this affirmation we're doing for ourselves as individuals. Others we do for ourselves as a collective animal world family. This one is for ourselves three times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two. This one we do for ourselves as an animal world family. And this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization, an energy codes gal who was in the studio with us last week doing her energetic healing work. And she often, when she works with people, gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. Most of you would be familiar with that if you listen. Anyway, this came out of that and we found it profoundly powerful and really shifted the abundance flow for many, including me. So this is one of my favorites also that I do every day. And here we go. We do for all of us. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but from the Italian group. And I find this a great affirmation to get you in the right frame of mind, especially when you're going out into the world these days with the viruses floating around. You want to go out with a sense and feeling of health and well-being and being protected so that you aren't going out in fear. So that's what this one is all about. And here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from actually Natasha Venter, our medium and personal awareness coach. And I also find this one really helpful. And I kind of sometimes forget to tell you that you can do the affirmations for yourself, but you can also do them for others, friends, other humans. You can do them for your animal friends. And I have started including all of my animals in some of the affirmations I do. And I do this affirmation for them, and I do think it's helping them as it does me. So you can do that as well. Here we go with this affirmation from Natasha. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then we conclude this whole process with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and their Warriors of Light affirmation. And if you weren't here last week, one of our regular Animal World family members, Diane, has come up with, I found the right word to describe this, Nathan. Last week, I was saying it's a more passive version. I think the right word is it's a gentler version. And we had a discussion on the air and gosh, Diane called in later in the show last week and I forgot to bring the conversation around again and chat with her about it. But she altered this affirmation. She changed a couple of words and I just want to share that with you and let you know, because you can do Diane's Animal World version or you can do our Ananda version. We kind of had a little discussion and decided that we would honor Ananda, and that's where it originally came from, and that we feel good with that energy. But you can do so as I do the Warrior of Light affirmation. Diane substituted the word light for sword and the word messenger for warrior. So it makes it a little more gentle. And so I kind of feel like there's a need for either one of them, and they work great. So instead of with the sword of faith in my hand, it would be the light of faith in my hand. Instead of I'm a warrior of light, it's I'm a messenger of light. So if you would like those other two words and do a gentler version, you certainly can. But I'm going to continue to do our regular Ananda version. And here we go with that. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in our hands, with the love of God in our hearts. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, then that gets us all spiritualized up. And then to conclude all of the affirmations and set them, we do Dr. Nell's favorite part, which is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. And of course, you're trusting that all of the affirmations hold and all of that good stuff. So there we go. We are all set with that. And let's catch up and take care of our advertisers. And once we do that, just not a lot to chat about alert-wise. I don't have any recalls and so forth. One thing I want to mention to you all, and then we're going to get right into picking up where we left off next month. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just midway through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And is normally Natasha's and my Sunday, but we are taking a Sunday, a month off from that. And Walter Stoffel is joining us today. He's the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and we'll be getting back to our teaching portion here shortly. But just want to let you know, we did hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. healingministryforanimals.com. He does have the do-it-yourself programs. You can learn the Rasmussen Reset. He works with people privately, remotely, or in person. He does house calls around the area. And of course, is here in the studio the second Sunday of every month. So if you want to check him out, healingministryforanimals.com, or you can go to YouTube and search Nels Rasmussen on YouTube, and you can watch all his, amazing before and after videos. of how animals respond. And one of his specialties is paralyzed dogs. It's amazing. So check it out, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is give me a call or shoot me an email. You can use our Animal World email address, which is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or after the show, you can just give me a call at 360-217-7258. All righty. So I am here. Nathan Miller is here, keeping everything on track. And I did get a good view of what's going on in the on the east side in the Bellevue area. And it looks just like it does up here. And it's all cloudy. Yep. Still cloudy. And maybe a little lighter sky than now. I don't know. Things looks about the same. Looks pretty still down there, too. I've got still air up here. Flags waving or anything down there?
Just one second while I get up from the chair here and look at that. Looks like they're kind of blowing towards the northern direction, just softly.
You have
just
a little bit of a breeze. Yeah, well, my flag is straight down, so nothing happening up here. All righty, and Walter is here coming from Pennsylvania, and he says they're having very enviable, perfect weather. High 70s, low 80s, and low humidity. And how perfect is that? And boy, wouldn't you love to have that kind of weather around here again? That would be normal for us. 70s, low 80s in the summer, and low humidity. I was always very happy with that. I didn't request a change. Okay.
I think we're all just still hung up on what happened last year.
Well, that's true, because we had a heat wave, as you would describe it, like we've never ever
more
had.
Than a heat wave. I mean, they called it a heat dome.
What, a heat dome? Is that one? Okay.
I think that's the official term for it.
But it was like, I've lived here my entire life. Well, except the first 3 months, but I grew up here in the Pacific Northwest. We've never had temperatures that I remember anywhere as close to this, but we were over 100 degrees, 100 to
well
115,
over.
Depending on where you were. My friends out in Gold Bar, the ones that moved to Arizona, they got up to 113 or something where they were. And I think, Nathan, you were out somewhere, it was 115.
115, yep, that was down in Auburn, kind of near the White River.
Yeah, now here up in my forested area, I only got to like 105 or so. Oh, but man, I think, Walter, you get temperatures that high sometimes, don't you?
Rarely, yes, we do.
But I don't know. I mean, I pretty much wilted. It was a real shock, I think, to all of us. And, you know, I had my one small air conditioning unit in the house, and that, you know, didn't make a dent. And, you know, with that and fans and all, I mean, it was miserable. And I think we had a number of days of it in a row, didn't we, Nathan?
It was about 3 days, I want to say, total. I mean, that were above 100. I mean, there was more days before and after that were in the mid-upper 90s. But as far as breaking 100, I think we had 3 days. Hold on one sec. I still have a picture of it on my phone. I can go and look at that and remember the past. It'll take a while for me to bring that up.
I know that it was, I don't know anyone who loved it or was comfortable with it. We were all, you know, pretty heat worn and melted in all of that. And I have to say, everyone I know that was miserable, and people did strange things. A lot of people I know went to hotels or motels to get into the air conditioning, but so many people did that, there were no hotel rooms available around here by the time the heat wave really got going. My cousins drove all the way over to Leavenworth to find a hotel to, you know, stay in. And so a lot of the people I know went to hotels and motels. I couldn't do that, of course, with all my animals. But I'll tell you the other group of people I know after the heat wave that had any money they could spend, they all put in central air conditioning. So a lot of the people I know that were miserable last year are happy little campers because they have central air conditioning in their houses now. So I think that that upped the amount of air conditioning in the Northwest by a large percentage, probably. I knew I had to come up with a better system because I was did not want to repeat that experience. So I got a second air conditioning portable unit to put in the opposite end of my house in my bedroom because they now make them so that they can vent in the weird windows that I have. And oh my gosh, that's been a lifesaver, totally changed the whole thing. And so I now know that I don't have to suffer anymore in the heat. But, you know, I also find that this humidity, even though it isn't over 100, is equally uncomfortable. So I'm looking forward to it. I did hear it came out of the weather person's mouth on the weather report I watched last night said the humidity is going to go down on Monday and Tuesday with the temperatures going down. So that'll be nice if we get a little cool off for a couple of days. Does that still look like what's going to happen, Nathan?
Looks like Monday and Tuesday are going to be fairly identical to what's going on today. I can check what the humidity is coming up. It looks like that's for the next 48 hours. We're going to be hovering around the same humidity levels.
Okay, well, never mind. All right, so that's all of our weather stuff. Let's see, the last thing I just, only thing I want to tell you about, because I don't know that I've ever mentioned it, Walter, when we've done a show together, but I on Saturday evenings, I'm always doing my last minute show preparation and stuff, and I like to watch some animal TV, and one of my favorite channels is Animal Planet. They have a lot of good animal TV shows. Do you ever watch Animal Planet and the TV shows there?
Yes. The infamous Dr. Pohl and the lady up in the is it the Yukon?
Okay, yeah, now that now Dr. Pohl's not on Animal Planet. Oh, he's on Nat Geo Wild.
Okay.
But he's one of my favorites too. Yeah. It's a great vet show. Well, speaking of vet shows, that's what I wanted to mention. Because Animal Planet has the best vet show ever. And it's called Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. And have you seen Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, that's the one.
My gosh. And they've been doing Dr. Jeff marathons on Saturday evenings and on Saturdays these days. And so they repeat, they play a lot of them back to back. And oh my gosh, you can learn so much. But if I just wanted to put it out when your listeners are here, because I know they're not always here. It is such a great show. And if you want to see how someone lives a life of service within their passion that they know they're here to do in this lifetime, Dr. Jeff is the classic example. I mean, the man is a saint, and all of the work he does is phenomenal. And the way he's structured this practice, it's a huge practice, but the way they care for the animals, and now he is very much an advocate of spaying and neutering and doing everything. He's dedicated to lowering, the unwanted animal population in the country. So he does a lot of work there, and the practice is called Planned Pethood Plus. So they do have that. But he is also one of the most gifted and knowledgeable and skilled veterinarians I've ever seen. He is the best veterinary orthopedic surgeon I've ever seen. And I've worked with some of the best here when that veterinary orthopedic surgeons were just getting started out here in the Northwest. I set the first one up in Seattle. He is phenomenal. And the wonderful thing, Walter, is that he does not gouge people and charge inflated prices. And so people come to him they come to his practice from all over the state. And now they're starting to come from all over the country because when animals have serious injuries and so forth, and they are quoted thousands and thousands of dollars to do the surgery. And of course, they can't afford to do that. They end up hearing about Dr. Jeff's clinic and they go there. And the surgeries that other vets have quoted people, like sometimes anywhere between $5,000 and $12,000, Dr. Jeff will do for, you know, 400 or 500 or 800. Anyway, a minimal amount compared to what most vets are charging these days. And then if you watch the show, it's amazing how the practice is set up, because I don't know how veterinary medicine works back in your neck of the woods, Walter, but out here, you know, you always have to make an appointment pretty much to go see, you know, the vet. And you go for your appointed time, and this is what's wrong with your animal. And if the animal needs, and you know, if it's not life threatening and they're on death's doorstep right at the moment, if they need surgery or like maybe dental work, or they need to be spayed or neutered, or they have a broken bone or a hernia or a tumor, any of those sorts of things, my experience with veterinary medicine is that you'd have to make an appointment and schedule that ahead of time. Well, that's the cool thing about this Planned Parenthood plus Dr. Jeff's practice. He has enough vets that they're set up. They do take appointments, but I think they also take walk-ins. And whatever the patient comes in, goes in to see the vet, whatever that animal needs, it is done immediately. If it's a fracture and they need orthopedic surgery and some kind of repair, I mean, it goes back in and they do the diagnostics they need and the prep work and the x-rays and all that. But then the animal's in surgery immediately. And so everything is dealt with right away. There's no schedule it ahead of time and come back. It's just whatever needs to be done gets done right there. And their staff is big enough to do that. Man, do they pull it off well. So I think my personal wish would be to have a Dr. Jeff and a Planned Parenthood Plus in every state of the country. So if you want a really good show to watch, it's Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. They're airing lots of them on Saturdays and Saturday evenings these days. And boy, it's also the best teaching vet show. They really do break down every case they're doing, and even the orthopedic surgeries. They do drawings and explain what they're doing and why, and you can learn so much. And some of as incredible a surgeon as Dr. Jeff is and what he does, there would be stuff that your animal might need, even if you were up in our neck of the woods up here in the Northwest, that it would cost you less to either drive or fly them all, go down to Denver and stay there and have it done and come back. It would cost way less than it would to have it done up here. So anyway, I'm hoping that if enough people watch Dr. Jeff, they can get their vets to tune in, and that if enough get on board and decide, oh, you know, I want to serve too. And we could get a more reasonable veterinary practicing going on around the country. But it's a great show to watch and a great alternative if you can't get the quality of work done that you need, that you can afford with your animal friends. Dr. Jeff is definitely an option. You know, I even thought, you know, I'd consider going down there for certain things with animals. You know, he's that good. So anyway, that's my advice. Watch Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet on Animal Planet. All right. And Dr. Pohl, where'd Vanessa come from? Natasha. Natasha really likes Dr. Pohl. I think she's the one that mentions him a lot. That's one of her favorite vet shows. All right. So let us go ahead and take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then we'll have a clean slate and we can just get going with all our teaching stuff. So we'll catch up to where we are and start where we left off right after we take care of advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and yeah, that's what we are, for the body, mind, and soul. That works for me. Hey, everybody. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, or Sunday afternoon, depending on where you are. We are here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O. NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. You can find them online at their website, and you can find many of their products at pet stores around the country. But check them out, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And by the way, I've gotten some requests from listeners that really want to hear Janice, the owner of NuPro, on the air again. She's so knowledgeable about nutrition and supplements and so forth. So I've shot her off an email and request find out how busy she is right now and whether or not she can join us on the show coming up. So I'll let you keep you informed about that. We also heard from our premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She does non-cracking chiropractics, acupuncture, although her specialty is the acutonics, the tuning forks. And I find that much more powerful and effective than acupuncture, you know, personally. And she is available to see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, or she can work with you remotely. And at this point, she's working a couple days a week right now, but also you know that the other half of their healing team, Paul, passed away with COVID early on in the pandemic, and she's just starting to get everything together and is needing to kind of congeal home and working situation. That was their plan all along, but it needs to happen now. So where she's at this point is her condominium has been sold. She is now looking for a rental. And a heads up, everybody, she's looking. So the areas that are work would be Shoreline, Edmonds, Linwood, Mountlake Terrace type area. Looking for a house, little yard for the dog, and enough room so that she could operate Whispering Dragon, have a healing room in the house, and as well as her living space. So if you know of any rentals that are currently available or will be coming available in the next month, then Jude would really like to hear from you and would love your our help in helping her find something. So you can find Jude at whispering-dragon.com is the website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are good with our advertisers. So let's see. Talking with Walter about his wonderful book, Lance, Spirit Unbroken. And this Lance was a border collie, Walter, that you actually, I was going to say, ran into in the course of your life, which is kind of literally true. You were a jogger and you discovered Lance as when you were jogging around, I think.
That is correct.
And you just to understand the incredible nature of the story, you really have to read the book. But Lance was a border collie, which, you know, from me are the Einsteins of the left and right brain world of the dog world, that they are very smart and very intuitive and therefore usually very sensitive. And poor Lance lived a very abusive life of always outside and tethered in the weather, and once you eventually sort of absconded with him and rescued him to live the rest of his life with you and your wife Clara, he was much older, did he not come into your life until he was about 10, I think, was it?
That's right, exactly.
So he'd had many years of abuse with, you know, with a family whose property he lived on. And I think at some point in the stories, Walter, you know, he had to go to the vet and you had to take him in. And when they examined or did x-rays or something, his body was so broken from all the beatings and the abuse that he suffered that the vet was going to hold you responsible. The vet was thinking you were the abuser, I think, at one point. Didn't you almost got blamed for all of that? Not the rescuer.
That, Martha, I think that's an example of no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah. Yeah, because you rescued, you know, Lance, and were doing your best to care for him, and he needed some help veterinary-wise. But when they checked him out, the vet, of course, assumed that you were the abusive owner. So I think you had to tap dance your way out of that one.
A very strange, uncomfortable. I can bring up that feeling right now, being on the spot, like a little kid, you know, getting blamed for something you didn't do,
right,
and you really
right.
don't know exactly how to explain.
Right. Yeah. So Lance is a pretty phenomenal story. Now, because of, and we don't, well, you know, we'll never really know why exactly what caused all of his behavior issues, but they were extreme, and he was a classic example of what I now call flash aggression, where you push the right button and it's 0 to 60 attack, flash aggression. And so Walter and Clara kind of walked on eggshells for the rest of their life with Lance, in order to give him the best life they could give him, but also keep their bodies safe and not get, you know, attacked and bit, all that sort of thing. And it was quite an experience. I guess what got us started on this whole teaching realm is that as I'm reading the book, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I think Lance, it was when you were writing about it with Lance, it was about 2002. All right.
That's 2002 is when we officially took him.
Yeah. Okay. So that at that time is when Dr. Al Plechner published the most definitive book on his work and the Plechner syndrome, which is an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that affects behavior. And reading the book, I was convinced, you know, I knew without question that Lance would have had this imbalance. And at that time, around 2002, is when Dr. Plechner was just publishing about it. And when we finally became able to treat it and diagnose it. And so I knew we would have been able to do that much with Lance, but also because of the volatility and the aggression in his case, those are the kind of cases that I was specializing in as a trainer, becoming an animal behavior therapist and all of that back at that time. Part of me was like sad because Lance and Walter, of course, are on the other side of the country in Pennsylvania. Had they been out here in Washington and found me, we could have helped. I don't know how much we would have been able to accomplish with Lance, but we could have helped a lot. So anyway, all those discussions led me to think, let's teach everybody how I work and what I do. And so let's launch this series of programs. And I've set it up kind of as I do a counseling session when I go to work with people. And when I work with people and their dogs, no matter how serious the problems are, usually I only see them once and I do a marathon long session. So it's like a 4 to 6 hour session that I give them a comprehensive overall understanding of their dog and what's going on and why, and then teach them everything they need to know about solving the problems and work out the issues with whatever things I can work with personally myself when I'm there. And then I give them free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen them. And a rare occasion, I'll need to do a short follow-up here or there, but that usually resolves the problems. Now, so what we're doing is we've been going through one long, huge counseling session, trying to include everything in it. So the first shows, I talked about what, you know, the general dog information and general dog behavior that I start with sessions. Then we did a show, we went through all the food, how food affects behavior, how to read labels and all your education and dealing with all of that and how food affects behavior and what to avoid and all that. Then we went through all the physical health and well-being and supplements and remedies and other processes and procedures that I'll sometimes throw in the mix. And then we got into the more of the specific teaching. We did all the communication teaching, physical body language, vocal tonalities, and as well as teaching vocabulary and interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, so you can actually talk to your dogs, cats, and explain things. We went through all of that. Then we're now getting into the real specific information, and I've been going through the different kind of exercises that I will give to clients to help with whatever problems they're dealing with. And I'm trying to cover all of those at one time. And I think we kind of last hour of the last show we did last month, Walter, we covered timeout as, you know, what we had already done, finish up with communication. I taught you the 4-step correctional teaching sequence. We went through all the training tools and all of that sort of thing. Well, last time I gave you an alternative form of discipline, which is timeout. We talked about all of the aspects of timeout. Then we started to get into the teaching exercises, and we ended with the friends exercise. Do not lick your hand or your face with your friends, and friends being your cue word. And I explained to you why, where that exercise came from and how I used it first with my dog and then in my practices. So as we pick up, we're going to go on to more specific exercises that I give to a lot of clients and some to everybody. So that's where we'll pick up. So that's going to bring us to the top of the hour here. So we need to take our exercise and dancing break. So with the pandemic, we all got slow. Some of my pants don't fit anymore. So we're helping Aunt Martha get back in her pants. And we're getting our energy flowing and exercise in for the day and the week. And we do that by getting up and celebrating on the love train. So we're going to be love training here shortly. And you need to know that dancing is required. but you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. And if you listen to Diane's chiropractor, the best way to exercise at home is dancing. So you're all going to get up and dance and join us on the Love Train. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So it's going to give you extra energy and juice for today and the rest of the week. Already, here we go with our energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. It's coming up. And then more teaching starts after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues with Walter Stoffel straight ahead, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.